What's up, everybody? My name is Kilo. Wait, should I go by Kilo or Kilo? I hope I don't get no notifications during this. That's crazy. Who am I kidding? Don't nobody even talk to me anyway. What's up, air? I forgot to record on my laptop again. Yeah, just to be goofing around. Just to be popping it. Cool. What's up, everybody? You are tuning in to the first ever episode of Being Better Grownups with your host, Akila. It's very nice to meet y'all, be here with y'all. I'm super excited to be a part of this project, and it's gonna be a blast. We just being better grownups, man. So, I know y'all probably thinking, who even is this kid? Like, whose mans is this? And what are they going to tell us about being better and she's a kid herself? No, I feel the same way, honestly. But Being Better Grownups is an initiative started to build community for young adults. We all just out here navigating our own ways, learning things along the way. So, why not do it together? And build a community of people who are very interested in making that experience easier for ourselves and others. So we'll kick it off. My name is Akila Smith, lovingly known as Kilo. If you rock with me, you can call me that. If you really, really rock with me, you can call me Akila. If you want to be like my family, you can call me Kila. But I get to make that decision, so don't play with me. I'm 22 years old. I'm an Aries. My favorite color is pink. And if I had to spend the whole day with somebody, it would be Tyler, the Creator. That's how I'm starting to introduce myself, because college completely warped my view of what being a person is and existing and how you should be who you are in any space. When somebody first asked me, who are you? My mind immediately goes to, my name is Akila Smith. I'm a fourth year from Chicago, Illinois, studying human development and family science, like majors and things like that. But as we become adults, as we progress past this post-grad life, it's time for us to really be who we are and be a grown-up. And I'm ready to take on this journey surrounded by all these people who are interested in being a part of it with me as well. As I just mentioned, I'm a recent graduate of Ohio State, and this post-grad stuff was not something I wanted to do alone. This adulting life that you enter after your bubble is busted, it was not something that I wanted to take on just myself, my family, my close friends, and everything. I wanted to do it with everybody, and something that really gave me that push was the community that I built at my undergrad university. Like, you know, you got everybody that you hang out with all the time. You got your homies, you got your real ones, you got the ones you vent into, you got the ones that you already doing this adult stuff with. And then you got some people who you go past in passing. You see each other, y'all dance at the parties together, or they offering you an extra swipe for you, you can get a meal. Like, those are your peoples too, but I promise you might not see them after you graduate. And then you got those other people who y'all walk past each other and barely smile sometimes, because y'all act like y'all ain't never seen each other, because y'all don't know each other's names per se. But in reality, y'all be at every function, every event, and every single thing together. And that's cool and all. That's how it worked. That's how it's operated. That's how a system like that functions. But I figured the thing that made all of those people be able to exist in the same space and build upon one another and relate to things, even that person who you only see at the same events, y'all can go to the same events because y'all have something in common, and it's being in school. And as we branch off into this world of adulting, we're all branching off into this world. Why not do it together? Why not have something in common? Why not put us in the same space so that we're able to build with each other off of all of these experiences that we may have and can be better prepared for? Because we have a peer, we have a friend, we have a mentor that's already gone through that thing and can push us in the right direction and can show us what works for them. We don't have to work from scratch, y'all. I'm saying it. And there's no reason why we can't come to this community together and operate as one full motion machine to make our experiences not only easier, but also more comfortable, and push ourselves into making smarter decisions all in all. I'm big on childhood trauma and healing. I have had the privilege of going to therapy, learning lessons, and developing a certain level of introspection. And I think that's something that we can do on all levels, you know? So coming out of the gate into adulthood, you're going to mess up a lot of times because you haven't done all that return introspection. But if you hear somebody else doing that introspection, you can push that introspection yourself in your own phase of life and your own families and your own peers. I know from experience that when you push that introspection for yourself, you can push it to everybody around you. I got my family using different words and studying different things and making sure that they're aware of how to show up efficiently and fully in spaces because of the experiences that I've had in therapy. And we can do that together. And I'm just excited to be a part of an experience where everybody comes together and, you know, has an input on that. Like I said earlier, I'm a recent college graduate, and I'm emphasizing on this has an input on it piece of this podcast being Better Grownups, because we've all been through something. We all have life experiences. We all have a story to tell. And if we take the time to be thoughtful of that story and reflect on those lessons, we might be able to save someone else, guide someone else, or bring a whole group of people through the same thing we just went through. By, in general, just being a community, just being vulnerable, and just being committed to growth. And if you're here for BBGU, then those are exactly the three things that you're here for. You're ready to be vulnerable. You're ready to build and maintain a community, and you're ready to grow, man. Like, there's nothing in this world more important to me than growth, and I'm so excited that I get to take on this journey with so many people who are also committed to those three initiatives in the same way that I am. This is not about degrees, man. This is not about how many accolades you have, how many achievements, certificates. I love y'all. I love achievements. I promise. Do what you got to do. Handle your business. It's amazing. And if you can bring that additional expertise in your experiences, we would love to hear it. But being Better Grownups is about authentically showing up with the decisions that you made and how they made your reflection or your processing or your experiences of the experience a story to tell. And a story to give back to others. Like I said, man, them degrees, they don't really mean too much. Because I met a lot of people in college. And common sense ain't common. Let me tell you that right now. But I'm telling you, as you grow with BBGU, common sense is going to be a vital part of our growth experience. And making sure that common sense is common for those who are committed to our initiative. BBGU is a place where you want to be. I'm telling you right now, you can find us on Spotify. You can find us on Apple Music. You can on Apple Podcasts. I'm sorry. You can also find us on Instagram, where we'll be in video platform. Give you something to look at, because let me tell you, this face is something to see. As well as you'll be able to come on BBGU with your peers, your friends, your stories, and share with us some kind of lesson that you're interested in bringing to our community. Being Better Grownups operates under pillars, and these are so later on when people are trying to learn a lesson from you or come back and see in a specific category where they could grow in life in, they can always get back to these pillars because they're talking about very specific things. So we'll talk about the least fun one first, because I know this is the part that everybody is like, big question mark on this one. So let's look at pure adulting. Pure adulting is the first pillar of BBGU. This is where we talk about finances, meal planning, apartment hunting, and all those other horrible things that are a part of adulting that we do not look forward to. I know y'all have been through it, and I know y'all have finessed it. So I need to see what you can teach us about these categories on BBGU. Teach us budgeting. Teach us money planning. And I'm going to roll over into the next category. Teach us cheap trips, okay? So this category is the joys of adulting. This is where we talk about traveling. This is where we talk about dating. And this is where we talk about building the strongest friendships that we can into this adult life. Because I'm telling you, man, you got to have some strong ones on your side to make it through. This is all about community, and the community that we build here, they're going to learn some lessons about how to be good people to other people, to make sure we always feel supported, feel surrounded by those who are there for us, and can vice versa be that person for others as well. Now, the next category that we want to focus on here at BBGU is childhood. We all have these childhood traumas, and I'm gonna dip off a little bit because my therapist taught me something a while back that says childhood trauma is what was traumatic for you. It doesn't have to be these things that people are concerned with making larger impacts on their lives or the things that happened to them that didn't happen to you. Childhood trauma is the things that shifted your way of thinking as a child, because of the way that someone treated, reacted, or engaged with you during your youth. And I think it's important to outline that because we all have lessons to learn about how we engage. And a lot of that comes from our childhood. So we overcoming childhood trauma on this podcast. Let me tell you that right now. If you don't do nothing on this podcast, you're going to overcome some childhood trauma. We're going to work on that reparenting. We want to build these relationships with people at home and support ourselves into being productive family members to some of the people that may have hurt us and some of the people that we need to teach to grow. Some of the people that you might need to send to come listen to this podcast and overcome that childhood trauma, okay? But we're doing it here and we're doing it as a community because more often than not, it's probably someone that's seen the experience you have. And if it's not your exact experience, it's pieces of it that you can pull to become a better you and push yourself past some of those things that may be holding you back from your childhood era. Now, I don't want to discount anybody's trauma. I'm not here to do that on this podcast at all. But there is a certain message about coming on being better grown-ups that pushes you to overcome the trauma. These things occurred. They have altered us. However, we can develop an understanding in our adulthood that doesn't allow that same experience to resurface every time it happens. And it allows us to grow through it and not use the same experience of that childhood experience in our adult lives, where we have the power, strength, growth, mind power, and everything to shift that narrative and write our own from scratch. I'm also here for the self-actualization. There's just something about that introspection and becoming a better you and developing into exactly the person who you're supposed to be that just makes me, made me feel good. And I want to hear y'all life realizations. I want to hear the turning points in your life. I want to hear the greatest lessons you've ever learned, because I'm all about soaking up everybody's else's lessons, so I definitely don't have to go through that stuff alone. You hear me? It's something about being aware of how others have engaged with the world that allows you to skip some of those steps that did not allow them to properly engage in the world in the first place. I'm here to learn from y'all. And I'm excited to get these conversations going so that I can hear how y'all are on y'all journey to self-actualization, discovering yourself, discovering how you fit into the world, so we can all show up as our full, authentic, grounded human selves, no matter how we identify. And one of my favorite things that we're going to do here on Being Better Grownups is talk about our values. I was not very good at identifying my values at all. It wasn't something that I thought about every day. It wasn't something that I can name off the top of my head. But as I started to engage more with my values, what I wanted for my life and how I wanted to treat others in my life, it became easier for me to make decisions, not only for myself, but when determining how I wanted to be a person to others. Those things matter to me. They're my values, and that's not something that I'm going to break. And I'm sure some conversations about boundaries are going to come up in this zone as well. And of course, miscellaneous. It's a lot of stuff about adulting we haven't seen, haven't heard, haven't learned from, but if it's miscellaneous, you can talk about it. Being Better Grownups is here to be fun. If you have a conversation that doesn't fit into any of these pillars, but you still want to have a conversation with us, we are open to that. You just miscellaneous, baby. And it's fine to be miscellaneous. It's different. It's fun. It's exciting. And you'll fit right into the community that we have here at Being Better Grownups, even if you might not fit into those pillars. All in all, we need you, okay? Now, yes, I am the host of Being Better Grownups, and I am the driving force of the conversation. I do feel real special about that, but we need you. We need y'all to engage. We need y'all to listen to our podcast. We need y'all to come bring us a topic. We need y'all to come be a speaker. It's important that you engage with Being Better Grownups so we can keep these stories going. If you don't want to talk yourself, volunteer a friend. If your mama know how to do something that's crazy, that's dope, that you always gonna follow for the rest of your life, bring your mama on this show. Let me talk to her. It's time for us to face the facts of what we can and cannot do and allow those who do know how to do to help us on this journey. I'm just really hoping that as we continue to grow in this platform, that y'all continue to engage with me, continue to find your place in BBGU, and continue to support all the initiatives that we have coming forward to just be better grownups. I appreciate y'all checking in with BBGU. I hope to be more vulnerable as we continue, learn more about me, as we learn more about ourselves in this community. And you know, just continue to grow, because that's all we really focused on here, baby. Just being better grownups. The building blocks to adulting. You can check it out right here on BBGU Podcast. Thanks so much, everybody.